Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
The wishing well. Does it work if it's dry? I really, really hope so.
Yark, I think you mean, how much treasure have we sunk into the sea, me hearty? Hey, Jill, you said we were pirates today, but I feel like now, anyway, pirates don't talk like that. They probably just threaten to, you know, kill you if you don't give them stuff. I don't like that. We should be pirate explorers, not pirate plunderers. I want to see cool new places, not stab people. Hello? Stop staring in the well and come up into the treehouse.
Avast! Your first mate Jill's coming aboard, Captain Jackie. This is no mere treehouse. This is a fine pirate ship. A great galleon of the sea. First Mate Jill reporting for duty, Captain.
You sound more like my uncle in the Navy than you do a pirate.
Oh, afraid I can't understand ya. You're speaking in tongues, Captain.
Ahoy! Listen up, matey. Your captain has decided that from this day onward, our fine vessel will be used to seek out the truth. We will adventure to new isles and meet new folk. No murder, no pillaging. Got that?
Aye, aye, Captain Jackie.
Excellent. Now, time to grub. We must avoid the scurvy. Seriously, it's lunchtime. I brought oranges, vitamin C. Here.
Look. I love our treehouse tradition, but don't you think we're getting too old to play pretend? Also, I feel like if anyone found out, middle school would be over before we even get to actually start in a few weeks. Speaking of which, did you want to walk or bike to school? Biking would be faster, duh, but you always wear nice stuff, so the mud and dirt might get all over your back. Obviously, it doesn't bother me, but
about that,
I'm fine with walking, but we'll have to get up 30 minutes earlier.
I have a plan, though. I bike through the forest between our houses, past the treehouse, and knock on your window with toast for breakfast. And you pack an extra cookie for me for lunch. That way, you can sleep in, and I get...
Jackie, stop. That won't work, because I'm moving to Chicago.
What?
My dad wants to see me more. I have to leave Montana and live with him. I don't want to go, but he's paying for me to go to some fancy private school. My brother said it'd be silly to turn it down, but I could tell he was upset. And Jackie?
You're leaving. When?
Tomorrow. I only found out today. That's why I was late, but I didn't have a choice.
Fine. It's probably better this way.
What?
My parents said friendships never last through high school, so, like, that probably applies to middle school, too. People drift. It's just happening sooner to us. So, that's good, I guess.
Jackie, you're still my best friend. You always will be. We'll still talk on the phone, and we can write letters.
That's too much of a hassle. Don't worry about it. Be careful, though. Chicago's not like here.
Jackie, stop. I'm going to keep my promises. We're going to stay friends, and I'll visit all the time. And we'll still travel the world so you can be a famous reporter, and I can eat new foods. And we're going to learn to ride motorcycles and pilot airplanes just like we planned.
Grow up, Jill. Stupid wishing well. You don't even work. Whatever.
Tandon Productions presents Life on Pause. Episode 3, Jackie and Jill.
Come here!
Brian!
Oh, I'm so glad you made it here, alright. How do you feel? Do you have any symptoms? Christ, you got so big, it doesn't feel right to call you my little sister anymore. You're nearly as tall as I am.
I am fine, Ryan. God.
What am I doing? Come on, come inside, hurry. We can't be out long.
Are you kidding? It's a gorgeous day outside. The fever isn't gonna pin me down in the fields of Montana.
Well, we can't take that chance.
It's been 6 years since I've seen you in person. Please, just let me look at you, would you?
I've waited 6 years to see you, too. And I can wait 10 seconds for you to get inside and not die in the driveway. Hurry up! I made your favorite.
It is cruel of you to use pigs in a blanket against me. No, I'll do the dishes. Don't worry, you made lunch. It's nice to do something normal.
Oh, the internet isn't working. Let me reboot the router. Damn, it's not working. I'm going to call the internet company.
Maybe it's the electricity or something? I can check the breaker box outside.
Jill, I'm really not comfortable with you being outside. Oh, hi! Yes, I'm calling about my internet.
5 minutes, I'll be quick.
Yes, the connection
has
been
fine. Okay, I'll be back in a second.
Except, Jill, take the sanitary suit I bought. I'm so sorry. Did you find anything?
Not sure. Fresh air. Well, it's murky out here. I mean, who's gonna have the fever in the forest? I guess a while.
It matters that people are dying, Mom! That they've been dying for 3 years! Just because you and Dad don't give a shit doesn't mean that I don't! Go away!
Open this door!
We have to do something, Mom! You can't just pretend this isn't happening! You and Dad want to act like us never leaving this house is normal! It's not!
That is not our problem!
It is our problem! I can't just sit here and watch the world shrink and come to a standstill. I have to do something. We have to.
Open the door. Jackie?
Ugh! You're not listening. You never do. Go away.
Turn the music.
God. I have to get out of here. Jesus Christ. Bingo. God, I'm out of shape. Oh.
the well, and the treehouse. Dry, of course. Hasn't rained in years. But the treehouse is nasty, too.
Jackie?
Ack!
Ah!
Ow! My head.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry. Jackie?
Jill?
Let me help you up.
Get away from me! What are you doing here? Holy shit! Why are you outside?
It's good to see you, too. And to answer your question, I went for a walk, using my legs.
Jesus Christ! Did you come from Chicago? God, you must have... But if you did, I... Fuck. The death toll in Chicago is the highest in the country right now. Oh, God, I am such a fucking idiot. Oh, my parents. God, my parents. I need to... But I can't go back. I...
Whoa, there. Slow down. You're not gonna get sick. I'm not a carrier, I promise. I am clean.
Yeah, why should I trust you? Stay back, goddammit.
Ouch. But fair. Fair. Look, Jackie. Hey, I came from Chicago, but I got cleared to travel. Which means what?
What? What? Just spit it
Use
out!
Use your head, Jackie. Wow, never thought I'd ever be the one saying that. I had to get a fever exam. People are barred from traveling unless they get special dispensation and test negative with zero symptoms. I am clean.
You're clean.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Good. Glad that's all sorted out.
Wait, what special dispensation?
Hasn't rained in years, huh? The last coin I used is still exactly where it landed. Guess it, doesn't work. What was the last wish you made?
Jill, why are you here? Now?
Oh, serious as ever, Jackie. I'll tell you, if you tell me what your last wish was.
Get a grip! We're 17! I'm not gonna remember a stupid wish I made ages ago.
Oh, too bad. Come on, let's go up.
Look, I haven't seen you since... I haven't seen you in years, and you show up with no explanation, out of your house, and breaking the law, no less.
So that makes us partners in crime. You're out here. Your holier-than-thou attitude doesn't make you above the law, Jax. Might as well embrace your criminal status. It's so nice to be back. Coming aboard, matey?
You are still such a literal child.
And you're real crotchety for someone who is also still a literal child, legally speaking. Oh, come on. Loosen up. Have some fun. I'll answer your question if you do. Welcome aboard.
I can't take this. Jill, why are you here? What the hell is going on? It's been 6 fucking years and you just show up out of the blue in the middle of a global pandemic trying to play pretend? We're not kids anymore. You can't just waltz into the forest, wave hello, and act like we're friends again.
You're right. I'm sorry. How about this? I'll follow your lead. You always wanted to be a reporter, right? Let's make a deal. You ask me a question, I'll answer. Then I'll ask you a question, and you answer.
What? What do you get out of asking me questions?
You're looking for answers, and I'm looking for a friend. That's all.
Fine. Deal. Why the hell are you here?
For safety. Chicago's a hotbed of pale fever patients. Lots of people get sick really quick. I came back to Montana because it was safer, more spread out, could go outside and not risk immediately dying.
What about your dad?
I'm really glad to be back, honestly. It feels more like a fun little vacation. Fresh air, trees, my brother.
That doesn't make sense. How did you get special dispensation? What happened?
Do you still actually want to be a reporter? I sort of just assumed earlier.
Don't change the subject.
It's my turn, Jackie.
Yeah, I do.
I'm glad. It fits. It's a perfect job for you.
Not exactly. Reporters are on the scene. They go out and see the world and report back to the people who can't. I'm stuck here until... God knows when. I'm useless.
Exactly. Who knows how long? You gotta plan for better, you know? If you act like you'll never get a chance when it does come along, you won't be ready. So you just gotta plan.
Yeah. Sure. Look, it's my turn, and I have a lot of questions. Got it?
Whatever you say.
Shut up. That is ridiculous. Online prom?
Look, it's a very fancy all-girls school. Prom is non-negotiable. I know, it's absolutely ridiculous. I still bought a dress.
You're a disaster.
I look stunning, to be honest. It was worth it.
Well, I'm glad we didn't have one. I don't regret missing high school milestones. I would have screamed at every pair of cowboy boots I saw.
Hey, Jackie. I'm sorry about leaving so suddenly.
Yeah, it's okay. It was ages ago.
Jill! Jill?
Whoopsie. I better get going, or my brother might kill me before the fever gets a chance.
Shit, me too.
Now, would you look at that? We're outside and not dead. Crazy.
Jill, for the love of God.
Oh, come on. We're in the middle of nowhere in Montana. Or maybe we're immune. Invincible. Like superheroes.
If that were the case, we'd be more like mutants. Freaks of nature. You most certainly are.
Jill Min! If you're not dead, you may well soon be if you do not come back here right now.
So, we breaking the law again soon?
Jill, this isn't a joke. I don't think it's a good idea.
Great, so I'll see you tomorrow. Same time. Gotta go.
Wait, let me just...
Looks like we had the same idea.
Jill Eleanor Min.
Oh, boy.
You could have died.
But I am plainly alive. Isn't that great?
Jill.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry, but really, Ryan, there is barely anyone out here. There's a whole forest separating us and the next house over. I went for a walk, took a breather.
Next time you need to get your blood pumping, watch Suze's weight room like a normal person, Jill. This is not okay. You're lucky to have not caught it in Chicago, especially with Dad.
Don't. I mean, don't worry about it, okay? I'm fine. I'm home. I'm safe. And I'm sorry. Let me make you dinner to make up for it?
Generous offer. But you know I already made you a giant lasagna. The next time you leave this house, without me knowing, you are dead meat.
Is that why you put in the lasagna?
Secret ingredient.
God, it's so bright in here. And it's hot as hell.
And isn't it just great? Heat from the sun, not your central heating.
Please tell me there is booze in that giant thermos.
Oof, lemonade, you lush.
Jill, I know we're in the middle of nowhere, but I'd prefer if you didn't just start stripping with zero notice.
I have a bathing suit on, ma'am. I brought lemonade, a towel, and sunscreen. I am going to tan.
We're in Montana, inside of a treehouse. I repeat, inside.
And I will be closing my eyes and pretending I am outside in the Maldives, thank you. You could stand to do the same. Come on. Picture this. We're in the Maldives.
And not in Basin, Montana, surrounded by bugs and trees.
Shh. Use your imagination. We're on the white sand. Warm. Coconut drinks. Relaxing. The waves crash around us. Oh, wait. I have an app. And, there we go.
Honestly, this is nice.
Right? We should plan to go on a beach trip once this is all over. California. Maybe Greece or Mexico if we save up.
Big dreams, Jill.
Go big or stay home, you know? Beach trip for sure. What else do you want to do?
Realistically?
Forget that. Is there anywhere you've always wanted to go?
Italy? I want to get wasted in Florence. And Japan. I want to visit a bunch of temples.
And eat proper sushi. Ugh. Yum. Okay, we'll go to Japan, then Florence, maybe France after. You can write about the local culture, and I'll eat. And look cute.
Hey, Jill, how's your dad doing?
Shh, I'm currently sleeping on a beach in Fiji. I can't talk.
Seriously, Jill, it's been 2 weeks. I didn't press it because I didn't want to be a dick, but...
Juman is unavailable. Please, leave a message after the tone. Oh, my God! That was a waste of perfectly good lemonade. Oh, I look like I peed myself. Thanks for that.
Spill.
You already did.
What happened to your dad, Jill?
A couple months ago, my dad died. It was a fever. It was quick. Brutal. I didn't even get a chance to say goodbye.
Jesus, Jill. I'm so sorry. Why didn't you tell me?
Why would I tell something like that to someone who never wanted to talk to me again?
Whoa, let's be clear. You were the one who left me.
After I left Montana, I called. I called and called and emailed and wrote letters, but I never heard back. You made it very clear.
I...
He withered away to nothing in a room with no one to comfort him. They wouldn't let me see him. I sat on the couch in our apartment until I got a call that he was gone. And that was it. He worked for the governor's office. I got some special dispensation to travel or something. Someone told me they were going to give me a test for the fever. If I didn't catch it, I could be flown out to live with my brother.
I didn't know.
You shut me out. And my dad left me alone. My friends didn't know how to comfort me through his screen. I was so alone. It was just me and that stupid couch.
Oh, Jill. Jill, I'm so sorry. You'll never be alone again, okay? I'm here for you. I'm your best friend. I'm so sorry. I'm here.
You mean that? How can I believe you?
Maybe you shouldn't. But I promise I'm going to do my best to convince you. And I'm going to start by unblocking your number.
I fucking knew it, you asshole!
I'm sorry. Look, I did it. It was bad. I'm sorry. But I'm finally calling you back.
I'm not a social media vampire. I hardly ever have my phone on me, which you would know if you unblocked me sooner.
Okay, then the next time you call me, I will answer. I will always answer. You're not alone anymore, I swear. Jill?
Shh! In Mykonos, drying off in the sun. Where are you?
With the way I'm sweating? Death Valley, definitely.
You know you don't have to suffer in your own imagination.
It's in my head. I'll do what I want.
Fair. Thank you.
Yeah. Duh.
Shots! Shots! Shots!
Oh, this is awful. This
Drink
awful.
Another. It'll make the bad taste go away. Here.
Nope. That made it worse.
Yeah, sounds about right. Plastic bottle vodka.
Oh, why are we doing this again?
Well, I've been thinking. Keep making plans for later, right? But what about all the things we missed in high school? And by we, I mean specifically you, because this is your Basin High School Senior Ditch Day. What you would have never had at your prissy private school, even if the apocalypse had not happened.
I don't think I'd miss it.
Jill. This is a real high school experience. Or booze bonding. A toast. R.I.P. to our high school experience.
Can I just pour one out instead so I don't have to drink it?
Nope.
Fine. Toast to flipping the bird to the fever.
Fuck the fever. I dare it to fight me. I'll punch it in the face. I'll fight anyone. I don't care.
The hero we need.
You know, I keep thinking, what if we're secretly invincible?
Well, now that you've said it, it's not a secret.
Huh? Right, okay. But what if we're like the 1% of people who are immune, you know?
Oh. Well, we are fine, even though we've been outside every day for weeks.
I think we totally are invincible. But.
What?
Has to be a secret. Because, you know, we're breaking the law. Speaking of secrets, tell me one of yours. This is a tradition at my fancy schmancy high school.
Tell, like, secrets?
Ugh. No. Gossip. But you're the only person around, and I'm bored. And drunk. Ugh. Go. Tell me something good.
Okay, let me think. Okay. Okay, so I applied to this specialized program at Stanford and got in.
What? Hold on, Jackie. That's amazing. Congrats.
Wow.
When do you start your courses?
Thank you. Please hold your applause. The only problem is that I haven't told my parents yet. I leave in a month for California.
Wait. What?
Yeah, it's like super cool journalism program that focuses on accurate reporting on the fever vaccine progress. We have to be there to observe the researchers in the lab, which is so cool because we get to directly help.
You're leaving.
Come on.
No.
Jill.
No. You lied to me. You lied to me. That's 10 types of fucked up, Jackie. Making me tell you about my dad promising you'll be here, then letting me know you're peacing out in a few weeks, leaving me alone. Again. Honestly? Fuck you, Jackie.
Fuck. Jill! Jill! God damn it! Man, I do not feel good. Hey, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm trying to get my wishes back.
Stop! Stop! You'll fall and die or something.
No. No. I want my wishes back. I made them for you, but you don't deserve them, so I want my coins back. Every stupid coin I wished on was for you. To become a reporter, to stay healthy, to ask for your parents to notice how hard you work. But it is, yet again, extremely clear that you don't really care about me, so I want them back.
Fine, me too then. Every time I ask to make sure you are happy in Chicago, that we actually go on those trips we planned, that we'd stay friends, I take it back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Jill! Jill! I know you're out there. I can't hear you yelling.
Uh-oh.
Who is that with you, Jill? Are you okay?
Ew. Ew.
Jill!
Oh. Jesus.
Jill! And Jackie. Jackie? Is that you? God. Hello? Hello. I'm at 42 Pine View Lane. My sister and her friend are unconscious and vomiting outside. I'm worried they might have the fever. So maybe, I don't know, an ambulance or something?
Ow. My head.
Words too loud. They hurt. Shut up.
Ah, you're awake.
Oh.
Good morning, ladies. How does your first hangover feel? You had us worried there for a minute.
Ryan? Is that you? I think I'm dying.
Ryan? Wow, it's been forever. Wait, do my parents know I'm here?
Yes, Jackie, of course. They're speaking with some of the nurses right now. Can I come in?
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Ryan, I totally
this is my
take
fault.
Responsibility
Please,
for what
tell
happened.
Jackie's parents that it's my fault. I was the one who bothered her and made her come hang out with me in the woods, and she even told me it was a bad idea, but I wouldn't listen to
Jackie, Jill, it's okay. Really, it's more important that you're safe.
I swear, Ryan, we're fine. I know we were outside, but we've never had any symptoms.
I know, kid. The doctors had you both tested as soon as they treated you. And by treated, I mean they gave you fluids and some ibuprofen for the headache.
Well, it's not working. I can tell you that much. Ow.
By the way, Jackie, congratulations on Stanford.
How do you know about that?
Your parents got a hold of your phone. Took a peek at your emails.
Oh.
Don't worry. They were shocked, but they seemed really proud. They've told every employee here that you deserve special treatment because of it. They'll come by once they're done making the rounds. Jill?
So that was real. You're really leaving.
Jill.
Is that what you two were yelling about before throwing up and passing out on your own puke?
Oh my god.
Ryan! Look, it's no big deal. We were drunk. That's all.
I meant it when I said I wouldn't leave you alone. Really.
I know you should go. I know it's a
great chance to help people, and it's all you've ever wanted. I know I have you, Ryan, but I'm so scared of being left behind. Dad was gone so fast, and I had no one, and...
I keep saying it because I mean it. You won't be left behind because I'm not leaving you, Jill.
Things won't be the same. That's all. I know, it's okay.
Jelly belly, jelly belly. I think you two found each other again for a reason. No matter what happens, we have to keep moving forward. We have to... grow up a bit. You may be apart, but if you choose, you can make sure distance only changes how physically close you are to each other, nothing else. When you went to live with Dad, I didn't love you any less. Maybe a little.
Ryan.
I'm kidding. Look, your friendship is as precious as you make it.
Yeah, I... Ow! What are you doing?
Ugh, move over already. Scoot, scoot. Jill, don't you get it? I'm not leaving you. I'm prepping for our trips abroad.
What?
I'm gonna help keep everyone updated on the vaccine progress so we can plan right for all our trips. Japan, Italy, Greece, ring a bell?
You're joking.
No. I'll be calling or video chatting you all the time. And anytime I get an update, we'll have to adjust our schedule and itineraries. As soon as this thing is over, we're on a beach in Fiji.
I want to go to the Maldives first.
Well, I was thinking Florence, but I have a month before I leave. We have time to smooth out the details.
Over video chat. In your own rooms, in your own houses. All right, I'm going to go see about getting you two out of here.
Please, for the love of God, go back to your bed. These things are already so uncomfortable.
Hey, you're my best friend. Got it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay, but seriously, Maldives first. The beach is a quintessential vacation.
I'm gonna push you out of this fucking bed.
Yeah, I'm gonna tickle you. Stop.
Ow, my head. Ow. No, that was bad.
Hey, it's Marissa Tandon, creator of Life on Pause. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to hear more about how we made it, I have some great news. We've partnered with Radio Drama Revival to do a series of live interviews with the cast and crew of Life on Pause on Instagram. On Sunday, December 27th, we'll be airing two back-to-back interviews. Mia Kadama, the writer of this episode, will be joined by Ellie Fernandez-Collins at 1 p.m. Pacific, and Eva Cantor, who voiced Jackie, will follow with Will Williams at 2:30 p.m. Pacific. You can tune into both interviews on our Instagram at LifeOnPausePod. And if you're listening to this episode after that, don't worry. You can still catch the conversation on our Instagram or on the Tandon Productions YouTube. Our next episode premieres on Thursday, but if you'd like to listen to the episode right now, you can by supporting the show. Our episodes are available a week early to supporters, and you can gain access by visiting TandonProductions.com and clicking support at the top of the page. Until our next episode, you can join us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at LifeOnPausePod. And if you enjoyed the show, I'd love it if you could leave us a review or share the show with a loved one. Reviews help other listeners find our show, and they really help us out. And now, our credits. This episode was written by Mia Kadama and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Eva Cantor as Jackie, Mia Kadama as Jill, and An Shu as Ryan. Sound design was provided by Alexandra Tandon, and Life on Pause was created by Marissa Tandon. To keep up with our show, join us on social media at Life on Pause Pod or at our website, TandonProductions.com.